Get you know. Maybe put it lower down, yeah. That will get a lot of slack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Friday the 13th, August 1999.
Wow.
With John Pestikoff and Dennis Kanagan. I want to ask you what you recall about John Toshwak.
John Toshwak. From the fog net. Yeah. What do you want to know about him?
About the incident and the killings. You think Dennis should answer that?
He knows more about the story than I do.
I know well that when I know about it in Litnik.
Yeah, it's all I
heard. I don't know. I just know that he was looking for his son.
After he killed him?
Yeah. He had a tent right next to him. I was sitting with Sama Matsuk.
Yeah.
He got up in the morning and he was out there rowing around looking for his son.
Yeah. Huh.
I know about it.
Now what did he say?
He just said that he said Tariq fell overboard. That's what he
said. Oh, yeah.
He fell overboard last night and he said he's looking for him.
He's the one that threw him overboard.
Yeah. I didn't see him do it, I just
the
next morning.
None of us. He wouldn't do it if somebody was around. You know, he wouldn't do it. But they were alone, you know. So
then his body was found later?
Yeah, well, I never seen where the body was found, but I heard it was found. You know, it was wrapped up in a canvas. You know, I guess he must have wrapped him up and threw him over or something. Or sunk it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had wounds.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't see him. I didn't see the body. You know, I just heard about it.
The guy who found it, he was wrapped up.
So people figured that he had been killed with
the... Yeah, but his... We went seal hunting with his son, Shinley. He was telling me the stories, you know, how he done away with his older boy, you know. It was half brother, different mother.
Sergei's half brother.
Sergei Toshok was Anna's children. And that one was Stadik, they used to call him. Stadik. He was from here, Nikrasov's daughter, Mashurka. That was before your time, yeah. So he's the one that told me that what happened. Yeah, was a bad person. But he was all right. He looked like he was okay when he sober. But at that time, maybe they were drinking or what?
Yeah, I guess they were drinking. Every time he got drunk,
he got crazy. Killing mind. Yeah.
You know, because Alfred Nelson and I watched him in the fog bank.
Yeah.
You know, he used to have the dance hall over there. And
he owned the dance hall?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it was a house. He just made a dance hall out of it. Lived in one part of it. And made a dance hall where nobody, you know, he didn't have a dance hall, so.
Mm-hmm. Another one he told me he got rid of was he from here, his wife's brother. Waska, Mashurka's brother, younger brother.
Bill
Nikita, yeah. He, over there in Ziggy Narrow, they stopped over there from Kodiak. Brought some booze, I guess, and start drinking. Like he says, every time he gets drunk, he gets killing mind, you know. And you tell him something wrong, right now, he goes after God. So when that happened, him and Walter Kewan. Walter Kewan ran down the beach after he shot him, got away on the skiff. Come home to home here of Hogodak. Walter was with him. And Shelley told me that he weighted him with rocks, tied him up with rocks, and took him out in the Ziggy Narrows out there somewhere, sir, and sunk him like he did to Tariq, and sunk him.
And who was that?
But that body was never found. He must have put lots of weight on him.
Bill Nikita, Bill Nikrasa from here.
Bill Nikrasa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From here. This first wife's brother. His first wife's brother. Yeah. He was Wally. One time we were drinking at Ifimkas. And we kind of got short of Makula, you know. And he says, I'll get some, I have some at home. He was living at the dance hall, Grigorov's place.
Yeah, well, that was the dance hall.
Yeah, he had, they turned it into dance hall. He bought it, John bought it. And he says something about killing. He's going to kill me.
Kill me,
yeah. I was his foam started running. You know, when he's drunk, he's like an animal.
Yeah.
Foam started running from saliva, foam. His heart is boiling, killing already, you know. I said, I have a gun too. No. Here. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have, you know, just to try to bluff him. So he gets scared too. Oh, this guy must be a killer too, like me. Yeah, so he will run after his guns, you know, on the other part, on the bedroom side. So when he did that, I ran out. Ran out, and right behind me he shot. He missed me. Yeah, but he didn't come out. From where I was sitting, yeah, when the door was partially open, he shot, you know, with a big gun, long gun, you know, rifle. But he missed me. And I hurt my knee so bad, they had a porch about that high. When I dropped on the ground, I hurt my knee, you know, and I crawled over to Alec Chisinau. You know, they live in Selma's house, them days. And they knock on the door, and Selma opened the door. They were nighttime, yeah. So I told him, Toshok hurt me again. He hurt me before. So, she let me in. And I think I slept right on the floor, right there, you know. I was drunk myself, you know, but I knew what I knew, you know. I wasn't passed out yet, you know. I was able to, I had a long crawl,
Yeah, that's a long way to
crawl. Yeah, on my knees, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I think he could have, he wanted to kill me in the first place. Yeah, he didn't have a chance of fine chance to do it.
Yeah.
See, when nobody's around, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
when nobody's around, nobody sees, no evidence, no somebody that tell about him, you know. So that was the time he was talking about killing. I'll kill you. And I, why he got mad when I told him I've got gun too. Well, he ran right now to his place where he got heavy guns, you know, hanging. He shot behind me anyhow as I ran out. Yeah.
You said that he had hurt you before that?
He beat me so bad, I didn't know. I could have died without knowing I died. He didn't hurt me. I was so drunk, that drunk. So I figured it's no use to beat that drunk guy. It don't hurt him anyhow. You just pass him out. You could kill him before you hurt him, because his body is so filled with liquor, you know, you're dumped with liquor. Yeah. Yeah, paralyzed drunk.
You know.
How it happened, he used to sell homebrew, and he was chopping wood outside. And when I ran out, I don't know who was, me alone drinking. Anyhow, he told me to take the picture, bring the picture back, 50 cents for a 50 cents for a picture, aluminum picture. Feel that. 50 cents is a lot of drink, and strong too, homebrew. Yeah, when I got drunk, you know, well, I got brave, you see. I didn't think he was that mean. So, I must have went there and tried to help myself, fill it up. I told him I'll pay him. And he didn't like it, me helping myself from his makula, taking it home and drink it, you know, that picture. So he went to work and beat me up. Yeah. Took the picture away from me. I remember faintly, he grabbed the gun. I don't know whether he hit me. Made two holes here, one on each side. I was breathing through them and the blood was just like this, as I breathe. This was swollen already, you know. How he beat me, and threw me out in the corridor, and I was bleeding there. I was laying in a puddle of blood, and Jenny and Pantilima, my brother and sister, was wondering, there's a commotion going on in the Toshok's place. They would come and check on me. They knew I was up there. Oh, yeah, they knew I was up there. So I just went there to help myself, and I told him I'll pay him. He didn't like it. Money comes first, see, before. Yeah, and so they lift me up from the blood, you know, and took me down home, one on each side, you know. He almost beat me to death. He was to roll his sleeves up and was ready to finish me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Johnny lived right next to him.
Yeah, we were neighbors. Mm-hmm. Neighbors. He was chopping wood at the time. Their firewood stove. So he wanted to kill me. But he didn't have a chance.
Do you remember what year that was?
No, I don't remember. I was a youngster that day. Yeah, he was, I think he was, I think I know now why he wanted to kill. Before he got married, he saw me go around with Anna. That's why. Yeah, before they get married. And pretty soon, when they get married, he had that in his brain all the time. Yeah. So I don't run around with his wife, you know. Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason he otherwise had no there was nothing to hurt him. The feeling, you know, that he wanted to kill me. I want to kill, I'm going to kill you, he said. At that time I ran out after he ran after his gun.
Do you know of him beating up other people?
Who?
John Toshwak.
Well, he said he killed somebody else before he could kill his son and kill this young boy from here. I kind of think he killed, you see, Bowman was married to his sister before.
Who?
Bowman.
Old man Bowman.
Oh. Yeah, Clara is Toshwak's nephew. Oh, yeah. Clara. Yeah. Was from Toshwak's lady. No, there were a few sisters like Panamarev Serga was married to one of them, and old man Lukin, was married to Warwara. Yeah. The women, you know. So, that's why I kind of think, I don't know how. That Bowman was a white guy, you know, and he hated him probably, you know, the way he treated her sister. And I kind of made, he was pretty shrewd guy. Mm-hmm. Think first before you do it. Mm-hmm. How? And he probably made it look like they were arguing and shot. Bowman shot his wife, and they were minors, you know.
You think he was over there then? You think John was over there then when them two got, when they got killed?
John? He was trapping right in the Uganda Street there.
I'll be done.
Yeah.
He's the guy that killed
him. That's why he was suspicious, you know. Yeah. And then, I figured, and then they were neighbors. Bowman and his wife lived in the log cabin, and other guy lived alone. Mm-hmm. See, make him look like they were arguing. See, and he shot Bowman and them, and then he shot him too, and burned the house. So evidently, the bullet hole wouldn't show, and nobody went and checked on his body.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I knew them two wouldn't get mad at each other like that.
No.
Bowman?
Bowman, yeah. That was Clara's mother, huh? Or was that Clara's mother?
Clara's mother, yeah. That's a child he got from that Atosha sister. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
After they got married.
Clara
Helgeson.
Yeah.
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 I used to wonder, I wondered how come they shot him, you know, got killed like that.
Yeah. It's
because they were good friends.
That's already planned, planning, you know, how it would be done. And he went there probably nighttime, you know.
What were their names?
Strickler. Was his name Strickler?
Strickler.
Yeah, Strickler. What was his first name?
I wouldn't know. They used to call him Strickler. That's his last name.
That's all I knew him
by. Yeah.
Strickler and
he used to live right that place where we lived.
Yeah.
Where we lived. Up on top. Ray Wood's place. That was their house. He made Falstead.
Yeah, Ray Wood bought it from him.
Yeah. Falstead.
That's who killed Bowman and Stickler.
They're the ones that started that mine across there. That you remember that mine where they dug for gold, grind the rock, and take gold out of it. That's what their way of living. Yeah.
So the bombing was.
Well, they never did. They never did arrest him. They couldn't. They didn't know who did it.
No.
Them guys got mad at each other and killed each other.
Yeah.
So that was
nobody Stickler checked.
And Bowman. And what was Bowman's first name?
That was his last name.
What was his first name?
Bill. He had a son named Bill, I know.
Yeah. Didn't Bill he have a lumber and Stickler's coat?
Bill was Clara's brother. The younger one. Younger, you know, Bowman's son. That was Clara's brother, huh?
From Bowman's son drowned it up here. They were obviously Rudy, about same age boys, you know. Up in the creek where the a bridge used to go before they had the way.
When a Bowman's son?
Yeah.
Because Bill drowned it.
Bill was from this later woman. Bowmanika. I never knew what her first name was. She was from Connecticut. Mainland.
Oh, and then she had a sister, Mary, too, remember? There was a sister, Mary.
The Bill that was lost was Kenneth's brother.
Bill Wood, yeah.
That was.
Then the. There was Mary, remember she used to...
Yeah, Clara was married to Ray Woods. That's where they come from. Kenny, Bill Luck, and Leonard. Mm-hmm.
Leonard is Helgeson, though. He was Chris's boy.
Well, Helgeson married Clara when she... Or the kid was already pretty big.
Yeah.
Was not she was knocked up here in Hatchery. They say the cook, but a German cook, knocked her up when they used to work on the eggs, Hatchery, fish eggs. Yeah, they get the fish eggs from there. But after she got married, she had no last name. See. To married to Chris Helgeson, then Leonard Helgeson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Actually, he wasn't Helgeson. He might be Eisenhower or somebody.
I understand that John Toshwak had a nickname that people called him, maybe when he wasn't around.
They called him Wally.
Wanka, they used Wanka to call. Toshwak. Yeah, I call him Killer John.
That's Wanka, that's in Russian.
Russian, yeah. Wanka.
I remember Alfred Nelson and I were walking in the moonlight there once and we met him. He was drunk and he had something around his, you know, on his arm there, you know, Wanka.
Yeah.
And, he had a gallon of wine. He asked us if we wanted a drink, and we told him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come on, have a drink. No. And, he unrolled that, and he had a big butcher knife there.
Oh, my.
It was a big hunting knife. You know, it was about that long.
He yeah.
Yeah. That something, and he was holding it.
Dangerous person. Good thing he got rid of him. Think he come along that time, you know, he was fooling around in guns too, you know.
Yeah,
that.
I was there.
Oh, you was there. I didn't go to the dance at that time.
Yeah, I was there and there was dance was full. Then we heard a shot.
Oh, shot. Yeah, inside.
Yeah, we thought he shot Kinley.
Oh.
Pinky went there and tried to open the door. He wouldn't open the door, so he pushed it in. Pat, your brother, and him went in there.
Yeah, and drug him out.
I don't know what they did. I was busy.
He died outside, not in the house. Yeah. They found him dead outside. Yeah.
He had a broken neck. They
Yeah. Gave him a rabbit punch.
The marshal was Paul Harry.
Yeah, Paul Harry came
over. They tried to tell the truth what happened. He said, no, he slipped and broke his neck. He said, I was after that man for years.
You get 56 months for that. I think you got 6 months in jail for killing him.
So who is Pinky? Oh,
the sick Pinky?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Louis Larson boy. Larson.
Well, he tried to tell him that. Paul Harry tried to tell him, but they wasn't told the truth, and they gave him 6 months. He didn't want to have it on his conscience. Well, they threw him out, and he fell and broke his neck.
Yeah, I remember when Paul Harry was checking him out. He was outside. It was colder than hell. He was frozen.
He got lost himself to Pinky. Never found nothing.
No, I just came up on the, me and Harry and Thompson and, El Greasy Hartman, there's a whole bunch of us. Joe Maluten, Robert and Molly, Charlie Myers, there's a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
From Seattle and the Denali.
They went down some boat, they said, they found his jacket on the winch.
On the winch, yeah.
And never found it.
I heard he was arguing with two colored guys.
Oh, I know. That's what I heard, too.
I guess he was getting ready to fight. He gave it all to the bartender, who Lou, probably, that time.
That was before Lou was around.
Yeah. And then...
That was the B&B, I think.
Oh.
They must have followed him down the boat.
And he was ready to...
Bunch of people went from a Bognick to try to look for him, his mom and sister.
So what was the atmosphere after John Toshwak met his end? Was there some relief that he...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody...
Everybody was kind of relieved after he gone, you know, he was dangerous man, that's why.
When I was a little boy,
yeah.
He lived in New Zinc. He had a fox farm on Florida Flat for a while.
I remember that.
And my mom knew Mrs. Toshwak. And when John would go crazy drunk, she'd come to our house with all the kids. And the kids would tell us that men kill them. I was always thinking he's going to kill my dad. But he'd look all over town for his wife. And she'd be in our house with the kids, their games, and when they were small. Boy, I was scared.
He lived on the island first, smaller one, up on the next side, the bay.
He was 5 minutes, Mom.
He lived on the island for, then he moved to the Narrows, Eugene Narrows.
Yeah. Where he had a fox farm too.
Do you remember what, was he gill netting or was he seining or gill netting? Because I used to jump on with Albert Thorson on the Cook Inlet and pick up fish, and we'd stop and pick fish from him too.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess he gill net and fox farm.
Swan, do you remember what years that was about that he had the fox farm?
It was in the 40s, early 40s, then it was over. During the war. Then after that, the foxes went out.
Did he have foxes on Noisy Island too?
There were Lokine's foxes were over there. John Lokine and I made food for them, animals. With the whatever catch, you know, codfish, humpfish, or birds, you know, whatever they can eat, you know.
I thought John used to go.
Afani Lokina was, I guess, in charge, but the old man used to go over there to. I remember him because I'll never forget him. He
Funny didn't like John either, boy. He
he was quite a
terrifying when he
man too, you know, Mead. One time.
Well, see how many in Meganic? Three in Meganic that I know, and there's two plus another one. Huh?
Oh.
Didn't he take partners hunting, and when they're all done hunting, he'd kill his partner and come back with all the fur?
Yeah.
That's what we heard, I don't know. We were scared of him. We wouldn't even walk over there. It was horrible. And I was just terrified that his wife would bring the kids when he's on the truck, and he'd be looking all over with a gun. My dad wasn't even scared. Just let him stay there in the morning. But when he's sober, they'd go back. Oof. And you hear all the kids tell us stories how he killed people.
It was August month when he took me back to home in Afogna from North Island. We stayed there May, June, July, August. Yeah. With John Lucky. Yeah. Afogna promised me $5 a month to be with him, you know, with John. He never paid me. He used to work in Latouche mining. Mining, copper mine, Latouche, in there. And then, so one time, school time was up by September, you know, August, September. So old man come, got me, you know, alone, row over there. Rowing was nothing to people before. So when we went back, the wind was pretty fair. They used to carry a little sail for to help, you know, when it's nice, fair wind. He told me to put sail up. Well, I never sailed in my life. How do I know to put the sail up? Well, I did what he told me. But he told me to put the oar from the bow, you know how doors are like, underneath that, you know, rope. Painter in there, he told me, and some of it on the side, so I could have the, how do you call it, jib, yeah, beside the sail, a jib here, that part, I didn't know how, and he got mad and grabbed the oar and hit me on my back.
Who was that?
A kid like me, you know, looking.
Old man looking.
And then when I got home, I got sick, almost died. He really hurt me bad with the oar, that like a bat, baseball bat, hitting a kid like that, you know. And I couldn't go to school. I was sick, almost died. Mama went to told the old lady Wareka, yeah, that I'm sick. I told him what old man did. And he was scared I'd die. Boy, them people were mean before. Oh, God. And I got good, I know how. Something, he died after me. I didn't die. I got to get tell the stories now, you know. Yeah, I did. Hard one to kill. They tried to kill me all the time. So I did. Tough guy. Hey, yeah. I went through that.
How old were you when that happened?
Yeah. How old? I was about 13. 13, I guess, yeah. Yeah, just a little boy. Just a little boy. Yeah. Oh.
We were looking at that school record yesterday. It said you were absent from school in September of 1918 because you had a hurt foot. What happened to your foot?
What?
Do you remember?
I sprained it. I dropped down from the roof. Yeah. I sprained it. And it was bad. only way I fixed it was a latch. People told me that soak it in the Epsom salt or strong salt, iodide, you know, iodide, that make it worse. The swelling didn't go down. It probably cracked bone or something. You know. And Rabbi Dagi come along and with the little knives, you know. Him and Willie hold my foot so I don't jerk it away from the knife, you know. So he punctured it right below the ankle, in, let it drain.
Did
and
the horn? Did he use the horn first?
No, uh-huh. No, just drain. Uh-huh. Just drain. Because it drained. Oh, icky stuff, you know. And he, I used to have my twist stuff in the attic, you know. I didn't throw them away, them strings of whale sinew dried up. He took a string. You could tear them in the, well, the sinews are straight, you see. You could tear as much as you want, what you want, you know, started the thickness. So he got a piece of that and twist it and soak it in the water and stuck it into the hole where he punctured me and told me to keep it for about a week until it quit draining. The reason we put that in there so it don't heal, so all the stuff will drain out. That thing, what whale sinew, keep it open. You know, he didn't let it heal. So after that, he come and check on it. By golly, the swelling went down and it doesn't bother me no more.
He took that.
Yeah, he took that sinew off. No use having it there no more because it got good.
Who was it that treated you? Who was the person who put the sinew in your ankle?
That guy who punctured.
Robert Agg.
He moved from Phoenix to Carlock. Oh, Larson Bay.
Yeah, he was in Carlock for a while, didn't he?
Oh.
I think he would be married to Lucy. Would be married to Lucy's mom.
Willie Pete's mom.
Oh. But was she related to Lucy?
Well, I don't know. People are one amongst them. Some people did. Maybe you. She knows, you know. But Lucy's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy's
yeah.
Mom, yeah.
Lucy's mom.
So was he a healer?
She was married to Filka. Is that Filka's daughter?
Lucy.
Filka, what the hell was there? Rostopta. Yeah, Rostopta. Yeah, sure. Wasting your tape or what? Oh, is it all right?
Yeah, still going.
We built it a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I was just trying to get a little more information on
yeah.
How people were treated for injuries. Sounds like a traditional way of doing it. I was wondering if
Lancey, it was Lancey, you know.
So,
he lanced his leg
against him. So he was considered a doctor or a healer of some kind, or was he just someone who did it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's quite a few people that did it. Did Robert do that? Nick Verstuff used to do that too, huh?
Well, that's the only way the doctor, somebody that knew how. They got to know how to stick that knife into your body. They, if you know, there's veins in your body all over. You got to miss them. See? But another way, they used to bleed you. Mm-hmm. They had a way of, if you had an ailment like they did to me on the back, back. I used to get back, you know, trouble, you know, barely get up, you know, back trouble, you know, sleep, get up, back trouble. So one time Ananda came. I told him, I complained about it to him. He says, Ugichiraka, I'm going to lancers, you know. So he came with a knife, got to wait for weather. Whether he waited for weather, good weather. That then we decide he came with his doctoring knives, and he took the skin here, and he poked it, and make it bleed. Put that drawer thing. But a little horn, yeah, he said, just like he's sick, sucking all my inside leavening, just like my whole lungs were going in the back, you know. Oh, that hurt, and I had to stand it. And he didn't get much. He caught it on a little saucer, you know. And look at it, see what. He says, your body was scared when I poked you. Body was scared. He said, there's not much blood, but my help, lots of foam come out. The suction drug, dredge or whatever it is. Suck it out. By golly, it helped. I didn't have no more backache. Yeah, you see, hard to believe it or not, Gordon. Bullshit knew, believe it or not. Well, two things happened to me, this one and my back. Two different guys, some ladies, like Mrs. Serge, lads too, not just grandmother, yeah.
Well, I know Marcia used to
too. Yeah, the older ones that know how.
No, I know her mom.
They grew up with, at that time. Yeah. You finish your tape?
Yeah, I think lunch is in there, so.
Oh, yeah. Here, okay. Take it up.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, did we use the whole tape?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, there's some more to go, huh?
No, that's okay. We're fine.